two longtime board members of Juneau's Urban Alaska Native Corporation have been ousted through elections at an annual shareholder meeting held on Saturday. Gold Belt Incorporated announced Monday that Lori Grant and Leilani Wilson-Walkush will replace Joseph Coughlin and Brandy Wanamaker on the nine-member board. A third member up for re-election, Andrea Cadiente Leite, retained her board seat. Randy Wanamaker had served on the board for 24 years. He says he thinks the election results reflected confusion among shareholders about the company's finances and cultural contributions.
Some of the candidates were talking about how Gold Belt is losing money and is not profitable. And that's highly inaccurate. Gold Belt is not unprofitable. It's very successful in shareholder hire and support for culture and scholarship programs. And somehow I think people tuned into the inaccurate message.
The company's annual reports in recent years do show the company has been profitable and contributes to the programs Wanamaker referred to. Over the years, Wanamaker and other outgoing board member Joseph Coughlin were party to the creation of the Gold Belt Heritage Foundation and several shareholder programs offering scholarships, internships, and even managers training. In fact, one of the new board members, Leilani Wilson-Walkush, cited her experience decades ago as a Gold Belt intern as part of why she ran.
1995, so I guess technically 22 years ago.
She says she wants to bring back to Gold Belt some of the skills and experiences she's had since then. Outgoing board chairman Joseph Coughlin also has a long history with Gold Belt. He was its first CEO when it was incorporated in 1972 and has served 35 years on the board. The new board reorganized after the election and selected Ben Coronel as the new chairman. In a news release, Coronel said Gold Belt continues to grow despite uncertainty in the federal, state, and local budgets and a down economy. He said while most of the company's revenue comes from government contracting, it is exploring new business. The company has more than 3,700 shareholders.